This is Rusty Tandon.
And Amber Ray.
You're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that went commando in school.
With unfortunate consequences.
Those were unfortunate. In this episode, Amber talks to Eric Meyer, Jeffrey Zeldman, and Jason Santamaria. Eric and Jeffrey are organizers of An Event Apart, a web development conference, and Jason is a guest speaker bringing in the annoying design aspect. The whole shebang is affiliated with A List Apart magazine, which is online at alistapart.com. So, do you have a little crush on Eric, I heard?
Hey, let's not set the stage for the wrong impression for this interview.
Oh, come on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your crush on Eric?
But I guess I do have a crush because, you know, CSS knowledge is very attractive and,
So, like, if you were in the market for a fella right now, which I guess you're not.
But, I guess I'm not. I
guess you're not. Would CSS skills rank highly on your list of attributes in a quality fella?
Well, I'll answer your question with another rhetorical question. Do you have a high level of CSS knowledge?
I do.
So there you go.
Yeah. So there you go, fellas. All of you guys who sit around wondering why you don't have a girlfriend, it's because you don't know CSS.
Yeah, get with the program. This is not 1997. You can't be coding with nested tables and expect to attract a woman.
Yeah, for serious.
So I'm here with Jeffrey Zeldman and Jason Santamaria. And all right, why don't you guys just tell me a little bit about who you are and why you're so important to be at this event.
Well, I'm Jeffrey, and I guess the only reason I'd be important to be at this event is if I'm not at this event, there's like 2 hours of content that won't be.
Right, because you're kind of running it.
Yeah. So an event apart is a conference that sort of comes out of a List Apart magazine. List Apart magazine has built a pretty big community over time with on design and usability and standards and we've been wanting to just sort of take it out on the road for a while. The idea of the conference was, instead of picking two or three cities and saying this is where it is, we thought we would go to where different people live and see if we could get people to come. So this is our second, and we did. And this is our second event apart. And that's someone rolling a cart because the coffee service is coming.
Awesome. All right, well, Jason, we'll move on to you. Why are you here?
I'm here to bring, I guess, the sort of annoying design content that everybody loves. Now, Jeffrey and Eric asked me to be here just to cover a lot of the design and the topics.
All right, cool. So,
That was coffee, so you might want to ask it again. You're gonna are you editing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Why did you decide to have the second one in Atlanta?
Yeah, that's a really good question I don't have a stock answer for. It seemed like a cool city. We knew a few people here. We knew that there was a design community here.
Mm-hmm.
It was East Coast. We thought it would be nice to come. We thought it would be nice in March. You're not sure what the weather's like, so we thought let's pick a city that's East Coast but Southern and see what happens. And then we kind of fell in love with the Turner Field. You know, looking at it on the website, we thought, wow, if we could get in that space, that would be amazing.
And you did, and here you are.
And Eric Meyer has now joined us.
Here's the famous Eric Meyer joining us. He's there, I swear.
Oh, okay.
All right, so give us the, 30-second pitch of who you are and why you're holding this conference.
Okay, so I'm Eric Meyer.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, it's wrote a few CSS books. Jeff and I decided, hey, let's, we've been talking for other people, keep going to conferences, keep speaking for other people, and, there's nothing wrong with that, but we thought we'd like to try it ourselves.
Speak for yourselves.
Yeah, more control over where it is, we don't have to sit in some boring hotel ballroom kind of deal.
I really appreciate the lack of boring boxed lunches, by the way. That
for example,
huge.
Right, yeah, because I understand totally why conferences do that, because it's cheaper, and if you're doing a conference for 500 people,
and the difference is you could do lunch for $20 a head or lunch for $60 a head.
Right.
You know, that's a lot of money. But, you know, for us, we figured, you know, we'll pay the extra and we'll have, you know, something that is better, classier.
So, yeah, so that leads into the next thing. What exactly is going to be different or special about this today than other conferences? Because I went to the Search Engine Strategies Conference last year in New York, and it was cool, but, I mean, it was just like most conferences that you go to with people in a room sitting in chairs. And
did they have nudity?
No, unfortunately.
Nudity.
Awesome. All right. That's something.
It does?
For after lunch.
After lunch.
You and I need to talk. It's apparently there have been changes that I wasn't informed about. But okay.
Sorry.
I'm game. I've been to Search Engine Strategies myself, as a matter of fact. And it's a very traditional.
It's a fine
yes, I saw you there.
But a very traditional conference.
Yes.
Right. So we still have people sitting in a room. We don't make you stand.
That's good.
Yeah, as it turns out, and there's not enough room for everyone to have their own cot, so sitting, yeah. We wanted to do hammocks, but the numbers just weren't there. Really, it's the difference is that instead of a bunch of 60 or 90 minute sessions, and half of them are panels, and everyone gets like 10 minutes to talk, it's just me and Jeffrey talking all day with a couple guest speakers, Jason Santa Maria, who's working about looking handsome at the moment.
And where is the elusive Todd Dominey?
He'll be here later.
He'll be here later.
Okay.
Yeah. He gets here later. He actually, unlike us, has a job. And so, you know, he's got that cred that he's got to keep up with the office mates. So he'll be here this afternoon.
He's got a job cashing checks.
Is that what it is? Does he work for one of those quickie marks?
He works magic.
He works magic. That's true. The other thing is that conferences, a lot of times, you know, everyone has 15 minutes to talk, and they spend the first 7 minutes covering basic ground. For the people in the audience who don't know, here we skip the intro stuff. It's okay, we expect that the people who come here are professionals, they do this every day for a job, they don't need us to tell them what the difference between an H1 and an H2 is.
So you're not going to have a whole thing about CSS stands for cascading style sheets,
right,
and here's why you should use them.
Skip that and skip the next two levels above that on all the stuff. We're not telling people why design is important, we're assuming they know about designing for interaction and designing for content, we're assuming that they know about semantic markup, they know what that means, they know about CSS layouts, they just want to know more, and they want to know, tips and hints, I kind of want to know what we're thinking about and what we think is coming next.
Cool.
So that's what we do, and it just starts right away. I mean, normally there's like a ton of housekeeping when you go to a conference.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, please be sure to fill out the questionnaire and tip your waitress and all. We don't do that. So we just go. In fact, we have these beautiful, your listeners can't see them, but we have these absolutely beautiful cards
nice.
And lanyards that Jason Santa Maria designed, and they're really lovely. But
nice.
We even talk about dispensing with that stuff. We're gonna keep doing it because it's just so pretty. But we even talk about dispensing with like everything that you think about at a conference except you got to have people's butts in chairs, and you got to have a microphone in someone's hand, and someone's talking. But
people like free lanyards, too. I mean,
the free lanyards are good.
As keepsakes.
Yeah.
Although, eventually, someone will hang himself with one of these, and it'll be sad, and we'll be like,
lawsuit.
It'll be a whole Michael Hutchins in excess kind of thing.
Actually, we've built these so that they can't take the weight of an adult or even a child.
Yeah, they should have breakaway.
That's
a
good idea.
They do.
Safety first.
Safety first.
Yeah, it's Jeff and I were talking about this the other day. It's we have enough lanyards and stuff that you know it's sort of like another lanyard. But
guys, it's probably passe.
I know from the other side. It's because the first few conferences I went to, I totally kept those. You know,
yeah,
on my wall,
I still have those.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna hang it on my queue.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
I'm gonna keep this one actually.
It's total crap. So.
But I actually want yours instead. We can maybe switch later.
That would be awesome.
We can totally do that.
All right,
awesome.
And just finally to keep this, because this is a locally focused podcast thing here. Have any of you guys ever been to Atlanta before?
Sure. Yeah.
And if so, which I guess that's yes, what do you like best about Atlanta?
Go.
Well, we had dinner at Pitapat's last night. So, and we really enjoyed it, but we want to know, is that for stupid out-of-towners? Is that sort of a tourist trap for stupid out-of-towners, or is that where you're going to go?
I wouldn't say stupid out-of-towners. I mean, it's a...
They are a fine sponsor of our show.
Yeah, well, if...
No, they're not.
Actually, they're not.
That one didn't come through.
If friends from out-of-town came to visit me here...
You wouldn't.
No, I would take them there, because I want to show people, like, Atlanta Fair. But another good place you should go is called Chicken and Waffles.
Okay.
Which is Gladys Knight's restaurant, and you can get chicken and waffles.
There used to be a place, where I live in Cleveland, there was a place called Field the Fire, which was a takeoff on Field the Fire. That did chicken and waffles. They're sadly out of business.
What if you
but that was due to financial mismanagement. I actually ate there a few times. Best fried chicken I'd had in a long time. And really good waffles.
So now you know where to eat in Cleveland.
Well, if not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, there was some kind of... It was just in the paper. There were, like, lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. And the guy had to close up shop. But anyway.
But anyway,
now you know where to eat in Cleveland in the past. What's the name of the park we went to last night? That was so beautiful.
Piedmont Park?
No.
No, that would be Centennial Olympics.
Okay.
Quite spectacular,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
That was fun.
The grounds were amazing. The landscaping.
Cascade. Waterfalls.
Cascade is very important, as we were observing last night. Okay, I'm gonna do the suck up. It's the people. That's the best part about it.
Awesome. On that note, thanks everybody, and that'll do it. Let's get started here at An Event Apart.
An Event Apart Atlanta took place April 3rd in Turner Field's exclusive 755 Club, and now it's over and you can't go. And as a personal aside, I met a fan that day. Yes, it's true, a fan. I was sitting there at lunch, all by myself, sitting at my table, looking out over the empty field, and eating a hamburger bun, because they didn't have any non-meat. Well, I'm not a vegetarian, but I just don't like barbecue, basically. But anyway, and then this guy just walks up and sits down at the table, and I thought he was just sitting there because there wasn't room to sit anywhere else. But then he's all like, hi, are you Amber? And I said yes, and he started talking about how he reads my blog, and I was one of the people that he wanted to meet today, and that was really kind of weird, but kind of cool, too. And then, I don't know, we were talking a little bit, and I said something about, oh, well, I just moved to Decatur, and he said, I know. And then I was like, whoa, yeah, he does know. That's weird. But so I guess that was my 15 minutes of, not fame, but, I don't know, kind of being weirded out by a blog reader. But it was cool. Anyway, that's my story.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar that would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.